Also, I would like to at least from time periodically remind you of the importance of the dress code for church, and there should be no difficulty discerning it. It's both posted outside the chapel, and also it's in the bulletin, so please be sure to read that periodically and make sure that you're observing that. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, we know how important the spirit of giving is at this time of the year. It is indeed a time where we share, where we are inspired to give because we realize how much God gave to us. He gave us the ultimate. He gave us himself. And the joy and the beauty of Christmas is seeing the incarnate God in the manger. And so we are inspired to practice more givingness during this holy time. We are giving him our sacrifices during Advent. We are preparing gifts for others. We are helping the poor. One great motivation to do that is to help another poor family, and specifically to honor the poor family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Just as you would have helped the poor family, the Holy Family, in the same way, think of them as you're helping out some other poor and needy family at this time. It's a way to honor the Holy Family. But there's something else that I think is very important, well, indeed, throughout our lives, but in this time of Advent. And what is that other thing besides the spirit of giving, the spirit of charity? I believe it's the spirit of humility. And we are inspired by the humility of Christ. The fact that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords would be born in a stable. How humiliating is that? And no fine bed or crib for him. He's laid in a manger. We already see the empty manger ready to receive his blessed image. On Christmas Day, we see that manger and we think, how humiliating that is. And yet, he did that to teach us a most important message, and that is we all have to work at putting down our pride. Pride is even the greatest obstacle to the grace of God. It's in St. Peter's epistle, or first epistle, I believe, he says, God resists the proud and giveth his grace to the humble. Isn't that a frightening thought, that to the degree we are giving into pride, God is pushing us away, literally? It is the fundamental problem of every creature. It was the problem of the angels. They just did not want to humble themselves before God. The ones that became the fallen angels or devils, they rebelled. And then Adam and Eve, they didn't fall out of bodily weakness. They fell out of pride. They wanted to be their own God. They wanted to set up their own standard. And so to atone for that great sin of pride of Adam and Eve and of all of us, every human creature, our Lord humbled himself beyond comprehension. So how do we humble ourselves? Well, I think we need to consciously admit that we need to fight against our pride. Try to understand in our daily lives where we are exalting ourselves to the exclusion of humbly submitting to God. Maybe there's some law of his, or even law of the church, that we're, you know, not exactly accepting. Another thing we need to do is to humbly admit our failures, and that doesn't come easy to us. But I do know that when we admit our failures, when we admit our faults, when we admit our sins, when we say, oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner, it also gives us a peace of soul where we realize our place. It's not to discourage ourselves or, you know, to beat ourselves up just for the sake of beating ourselves up, but to acknowledge, you know what, I am a sinner. I have failed. I will try to do better, of course. But without this humility, my dear brethren, there won't be place for Christ in our hearts. He wants to find love in our hearts, and he wants to find humility in our hearts. And he gave us the most spectacular examples of love and of humility. So as we prepare these last few days of Advent for Christmas, let us reflect deeply upon humility, about its great need, about the need to push away pride, because to the extent there's pride in us, to that extent, God doesn't come near us. Let us pray for a greater humility. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. It's praying for a greater humility. And we will find the Lord Christ will come more readily within us. We will find ourselves disposed better to prayer because we realize better how much we need God. Remember, it was the proud that pushed our Lord away, who couldn't bear his message that he came to preach. So with prayer and with acts of humility, also accepting the failures that we commit. Father Clement Kubisch used to say, no humility without humiliations. You know, there's those aw shucks moments in our lives where we say, oh, how could I have done that? But it's an opportunity to say, oh Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And to realize we can grow in that virtue, even as we renew our efforts and keep trying to do better. And we have, of course, the humble example of Mary. It is said that it was her humility that more than anything else brought God down to earth. Yes, she was as pure as a human being could be. She was as obedient and prayerful as a human being could be, but it was her humility, her complete obedience and subjection to God and acceptance of God's will that was like a powerful magnet that drew him down to earth. And then, of course, the humble Saint Joseph. He never exalted himself over being the foster father of Christ, the spouse and guardian of Our Lady. When we read about him from Holy Scripture, from private revelation, we see this humble man. So we can all stand, obviously, to grow in humility. May we do so, and it will certainly help us to have a wider and more open welcome to Christ as he comes to us on this coming Christmas Day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.